Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At B-Dubs, we're watching football all season long. All of it. So this season, they're going above and beyond for you. They still have their countless taps and HD screens, but the entire place is committed to creating the perfect atmosphere for watching football. See, that's where stick carriers go. And that includes the food and drinks. They called up a classic menu item in the 35th Wex sandwich and even innovated new kinds of Bloody Marys. There's more, but you have to come in to find out. To the place with the best football experience. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Love having Mastro Subaru on board as well. Pete and Steve over there at Mastro Subaru are stick carriers themselves, and they will be at all of our stick carrier events throughout the season. They have a special for stick carriers. Go ahead and mention the stick carriers. You get a special discount off of your next car. It's that simple. Check them out online, MastroSubaru.com. Two locations in Tampa and Orlando. And, of course, the OG of sponsors to Bucks Uncensored, Bricado's Sandwich Shop. We love them. 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City, and home of the best Cuban sandwich and devil crab in town. I know you're going to go by there. I just know you will. And when you do, do not forget to try that devil crab. And, of course, Sports Legends in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill on the corner of Drew and US 19 in Clearwater. That's the place where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. Yeah. I know what we about. Yeah. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. Yeah. 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 More happy. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Incredible, wasn't it? I kind of... I don't really know how to express how I feel. Because I know it's not disbelief because I believed it, but I just thought, man, if they could just come out, beat the living fuck out of the Bears. What a statement. I mean, that was my whole podcast. That was the Bucks Uncensored podcast from last Wednesday, was that they had an opportunity, now that everyone else had played, that they could come out and send a message to the rest of the NFL. And my God, they did it. They did it. They went out and beat the living shit out of the Bears. Are the Bears good? No, they're terrible. But God, for so many years, the Bucks have been the terrible team. And here's the thing. Good teams are supposed to do that to shitty teams. I mean, I think we learned a lot. I think we learned a lot in this first game. We learned where the best tailgate party in the NFL is. Holy shit. I mean, I even got there a little late because of a concert Saturday night. So I was moving in slow motion Sunday morning. But once I got there and it was packed and people just kept pouring in and pouring in. And the food was great. The drinks were flowing. What an amazing time. Like, if you've, the next game is the Giants game at 4, like that, you need to come to the tailgate party for that one. And then Thursday night, you need to come to the tailgate party for that one. Where are you gonna spend $20 and get all you can eat and all you can drink? All you can drink, whatever you want. Beer, vodka, rum punch, they got it all. It's awesome. I learned that the Bucks fans are coming together. I learned there's still a lot of Bucks fans or people that call themselves Bucks fans that want a bitch to bitch. Good Lord. I mean, just here's one example. End of the half. The Bucks didn't have the right personnel out there for the field goal, remember? And Benenock went out there, and somebody, maybe Pamphil went out there, and nobody knew. And oh God, and then they ended up getting, what did they end up getting, a penalty? Yeah, because they were out of timeouts. They ended up getting a 5-yard penalty for illegal motion. There was a guy, just, I don't want to call him an asshole, but I mean, geez, they're up 23-0 at this point. And some guy screams out, "That's terrible coaching! What are you guys doing?" I'm like, they're kicking the shit out of the Bears. Shut the fuck up. God, people just bitch to bitch. I learned this city is so resilient. You know, whether you got hit hard or not, that doesn't mean that the person next to you didn't get hit hard. I mean, you know, there were empty seats in that stadium on Sunday. And while my place didn't get hit hard by the storm, I know several people who had to make a very difficult decision. Big Bucks fans wanted to go to the game, and buying a generator was more important than going to this Bucks game. So they're bad fans? My family will always come before the Bucks, period. And yours should too. And if your family doesn't come before the Bucks, then your priorities are fucked up. I mean, how dare people sit at home and say, "Where were the fans today?" After what this entire state went through a week ago, and from the intel and information that I had gathered, tickets were going fast for this game. And then as soon as the threat, not the actual hurricane hitting Florida, but the threat of Irma occurred, that's when ticket sales stopped. I thought the crowd that was there today, I learned a lot. I learned that we are on the verge of creating that great home field advantage. I mean, it's not there yet, but we are on the verge of something incredibly great when it comes to creating a home field advantage for our team. And you could feel the energy, and it was hot. It was hot. I mean, my face, I forgot to put sunscreen on. That, not a good idea. I mean, it was... That sun was beaten down. Now, it wasn't as humid as it could have been, But man, just that sun beating down on you, that takes a lot out of people. And early on in that game, it was like a struggle to get the fans into it. Like, hey, we got to stand when the defense is on the field. But I'll tell you what, as the game started going and you just do it more and more, it's like, you know, repetition. Okay, it's third down. You know, at the very, maybe, hey, listen, I know I saw 119, section 119. I was sitting in 109. Section 119, every time the defense was on the field, the entire section stood up. I love that. I love that. But not every section in that stadium is like that, right? Especially maybe for the first game of the season or early game of the season, you know, early on in the season, a 1 o'clock game, brutally hot. Not every section is going to be like that. But I think at the very least, we should get on our feet and cheer our asses off when the defense is on the field for a third down. And it just takes repetition. You do it, then a little group around you does it. And then all of a sudden people start to catch on. It's like, oh, okay, third down. I'm going to stand up and cheer. And fuck, man, when we did that, good things happened. Good things happened on the field. I learned that we keep on doing what we're doing as stick carriers, and the movement's going to continue to grow. Speaking of growth, holy shit. I mean, I hope you saw my Facebook Live when we were doing the walk from the tailgate party into the stadium. This is the first time we've ever done anything like that. All the way down Ohio, across Himes. I mean, the police were phenomenal. The police were fantastic. They stopped traffic for us and there was well over 1,000 people. Go check it out on Facebook. See how many people. I mean, it was insane. It might have been a few thousand people. Insane. We all go in. We're going up the spiral walkway, up to the pirate ship, through the end zone, to the concourse, and it is echoing. It is echoing. Sammer was in the team store, the new team store, because he was going to meet us up in the plaza area in the south end zone once we got there for warm-ups. And he said he walked outside, and he thought he had missed part of the game because it was so loud. It sounded like the entire stadium was full. And that was just us going through the concourse area. And we're going to do it every single game. Now, are we going to tweak a couple of things? Yeah. I talked to Old School from What the Buck. I said, you know, we were talking, you know, how can we make this better? Because that's the goal for me, is we want to make it better each and every game for you. For us, for everyone. And I think we all had the same agreement was we probably came in, we broke down too early, came into the game too early. Just a little too early. You know, rather than starting to break down at 11:30 and starting the walk at 11:45, which is an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff, maybe we back it up 15 minutes. Maybe an hour before kickoff we start the walk. And you know what? I think a lot of us were excited, so we were going a little faster than others. Just pace yourself. Pace yourself. Dial it back a little bit. So we're going to perfect this thing. It's going to be pretty incredible. Cheering on our team. Cheering on these players. I'll tell you, Will Golston, after the game, I believe one of the guys from Joe Bucks Fan, went ahead and asked him about the stick carriers in particular. And he said the players just feed off of what the stick carriers and the entire crowd gives them.
The louder they are, the harder they roar, the more they chant, it just gives us the juice. And I think it shows.
The louder we are, what did he say? The louder they are.
The louder they are, the harder they roar, the more they chant, it just gives us the juice. And I think it shows.
The louder we are, The harder we roar, the more we chant. That just gives them the juice on defense. We saw it, right? I believe McLean's interception for a touchdown was on a third down. Standing and cheering. I mean, Mike Lennon showed he's Mike Lennon. He stinks. He's terrible. But this Bucs defense, is going to make a lot. They're going to make a lot of people. Because that's the Bucs defense we saw during the five-game win streak last year. Flying around to the football. And I'll get into specifics. But I learned that even when the stadium's not full, we that are there, and everyone in that stadium is a stick carrier. They just don't know it. They don't realize it yet. This isn't a private group. This is us. This is the fan base. You know, there's not a 12th man group in Seattle. It's just the 12th man. It's the entire stadium. That's what the stick carriers are. This isn't a group. This isn't a private effort. It's a way of life. Our coach said it. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Well, guess what? We brought the fucking stick on Sunday and beat the fucking Bears with it. We were loud as fuck in the stands. So proud of you guys. So proud of everyone. And they kicked the living shit out of the Bears in every phase of the game. They dominated in every single phase of the game. So if you want to be negative, you take your negative bullshit and go somewhere else. Again, we as the fans, we're not taking it anymore. Go try and divide somebody else's fan base. You're not going to fucking divide this one anymore. So your negative bullshit, it ain't working. Nobody's clicking on your shit. Nobody's listening to you. And if you're a fan and you want to be negative, then go fuck you. You can be the few that listen to those fuckers. I'm so pumped up, man, about this team. I mean, I thought our offense was just toying with the Bears, dude. Just toying with them. Jameis Winston's just dealing all over the field. Evans, DeSean Jackson, Cameron Brate, Adam Humphries caught one. O.J. Howard with a beautiful catch over the middle. By the way, he's going to be a stud. He is going to be a stud. And him as a blocker could be a secret weapon this season. Jaquizz Rodgers ran the ball tough. Peyton Barber ran the ball tough. Charles Sims did not. He just didn't. Defensively, whole. I mean, like I said, that's the defense from the five-game win streak last year when they dominated teams. And they were getting better as the season went on last year. And guess what? It has carried over. And as we've talked about, you and I together on this podcast, they improved in the offseason. Chris Baker, defensive tackle. Obviously, TJ Ward. Beckwith is a stud. Quan Alexander, nothing's wrong with him. He said he's going to play next week. But you start to think about position by position and the depth they have. Jason Light's done a masterful job at building depth on this roster. Along the defensive line, at linebacker, in the defensive back, TJ Ward. He came down on that run play and laid the hit. And I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. What's going to happen when he actually learns the defense? He doesn't know the defense all the way yet. That's why he wasn't playing the full game. But those are the type of plays we can expect from him. Oh, they're going to be really good on defense. And guess what? How do you stop him on offense? How do you stop him on offense? I mean, who are you going to stop? Mike Evans? DeSean Jackson? O.J. Howard, who's going to get more and more comfortable with each game? Cameron Brate? Adam Humphries in the slot? I mean, how do you defend it? How do you defend it all in the pass game? Jameis Winston missed on a couple of deep balls, but I'll tell you what. I don't think that's going to last very long. I don't think it's going to last very long at all. I mean, he just missed on a couple with DeSean Jackson. Just missed. He even got hit when he was throwing it and still almost got a touchdown to DeSean Jackson right in front of the pirate ship. And DeSean Jackson almost got his feet in. I mean, almost. That was their first game. That's the first time the starters have played together since the Jaguars preseason game. It was impressive. Anxious to see what Doug Martin brings when he comes back. Anxious about that. Oh, and special teams, of course. Nick Folk comes in, he's making field goals. There's just everything, when everything goes right, and everything went right. And that leads me to the final thing I learned. The Bucs are good. I mean, and when I say good, I mean they're really, really good. But what we also have to remember, and it's not something that we learn, we should just know, that every week in the NFL is like that. You can have momentum, but, and I guess it's a cliche, and even Dirk Cutter said it in his post-game speech, it was, you know, you've got a series of one-game seasons. That's it. Because you can look horrible one week in the NFL and come back and win the next week. Or dominate the Bears this week and lose next week. And I think the reason a team like the Patriots have been so good for so long is that they have a coach that he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low, he's just boring. And they have a quarterback who treats every game as if it's the end-all, be-all. Can Jameis become that? Can they treat each, and this is a concern. See, as much as confidence is incredible with a young team, the concern is overconfidence. I think it's keeping everyone in check, making sure they feel good, and this is going to be a balancing act for Dirk Cutter, is making sure the young players and his team are confident, but also making sure that their heads and egos don't get too big. Because when that happens, you're going to get brought right back down to earth. Next week, the Bucs are in Minnesota. And we, the Stick Carriers, will be down in Sarasota. I already talked to Garv, the Smokin' Jays, Sammer. I'm sure Sarasota Jay is going to try and make it out. There's a lot of people down there in Sarasota. St. Pete, easy drive for you. If you're in Brandon, not too bad of a drive, right? Down I-75. You know, I did have one person say, man, Sarasota, that's far. Well, you know, all those guys from Sarasota have been coming up to Tampa for all of our parties. Maybe once, just once, we go down to the Buffalo Wild Wings down there in Sarasota on University. And I'll make sure I'll post the address and everything on social media. But maybe we just take a little drive one Sunday and show them a little love down there. What do you say, Stick Carriers? We're going to come together or what? Looking to go 2-0. And Lord help us if the Bucs are 2-0 coming home for the Giants. It'll be an incredible tailgate party. It'll be an incredible walk up to the stadium. And it'll be an incredible atmosphere as we continue to take back Ray J. The Bucks are doing their job on the field. I think for those of us that were there, we did our job in the stands. And it's going to get better and better and better as the year goes on. 1-0. And honestly, there was no better way for them to start this season at all.
Bucks Uncensored.
Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic.
Bucks Uncensored. I'm Jess DeBlesky, the commish, at commish online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. J. Pulowski 324 on Snapchat. Thanks to all of you that follow me on Snapchat. That was how I kind of communicated my day, my experience for the Bucks first game of the season. And I'll do that for each game. Very easy, much easier for me to do a Snapchat than trying to tweet and stuff. It was hot, and I was crazy. I mean, I was trying to get as crazy as I could early on in this game, and I don't remember the exact play. I do remember it was a third down, and Glennon completed a pass, and it was a first down. That's all I remember. Like, I came very close a few times to completely blacking out. And it was on this third down, I stood up, and I was screaming as loud as I could, and I started to get dizzy. And that happens to me. But then I couldn't see anything. Everything turned white. Like, it was just white. And I could hear, but I couldn't see anything. And I was like, I grabbed my sister's shoulder and sat down. I was like, whoa, okay. All right. So the heat's going to get to you. But I did bounce back. I toned it back a little bit because I thought life is greater than death right now. So I think it's more important for me to stay alive than to cheer this third down on defense. So there were certain points where I would stand up. But I wouldn't say anything. I would maybe open my mouth like I looked like I was cheering, but nothing was coming. Because I felt like the louder I cheered, the more dizzy I would get. And that just didn't sound like fun to me, you know, to pass out at a Bucks game. Just not what I wanted to do. All right, we got some Bucks takes that have come in. A few from actually in the stands. Let's start with, where is it? 19 boys. I got a whole bunch of them. Let's just start with Lou. Hi, Lou.
Come on, Johnson. Poor Richie Lou from the fucking stands. I got Brandon in the OKC, boy. This shit up, Papa!
Fucking 119, let's go!
119, baby! 119!
Woo! Okay. A little loud, distorted. You can hear the energy. All right, let's get. I got a lot of Bucks takes. Everyone's all fired up. The season's here. You know how we go. You know how we do. Mike is in 109 with me. Hey, Mike.
Justin, Stick Carriers is Mike Paps in 109. What a fucking game. It's been a while since we did what we were exactly supposed to do, and we fucking did it today. I'm fucking beat. It was hot as shit. Kind of reminds me of last year. First game of the year, we went and beat Atlanta, and then we laid a fucking egg. I believe it was Cardinals the next game. So next week, we'll need to continue the beatdown. It'd be interesting to see how we handle an away game. Other than that, man, what a fucking great game. Great to see a bunch of people. Would like to see the stands filled a little bit more, but hey, it is what it is. Go Bucks. Go fucking Stick Carriers. And I'm about to take a fucking long-ass nap. Good night, America.
Yes, agreed. As soon as I'm done with the podcast, I will be laying down for a nice long slumber. Well, it's not going to be as long as I wish it would because work. Let's see, who else was there? Mark the Mailman was there with Lisa. What's up, guys?
Justin, it's Mark the Mailman.
What's up, guys? Lisa in Lakeland.
I still got my voice, so something's wrong. I got a part of it left. Maybe that's because we whipped the bear's ass so quickly and efficiently that I didn't have to scream well into the third quarter.
Let's go, Bucks!
You know, that was a fucking awesome tailgate party. What the Buck, and you, Justin, with Bucks Uncensored, put this fucking thing together. The food was great. The drinks were flowing. It really got us ready. It was a pleasure to meet you guys, OKC boys. Y'all are some big corn-fed motherfuckers.
Brandon.
And y'all are cool as fuck.
OKC boys.
Brandon from Washington. The whole, you know, 119 boys, it was awesome seeing everybody there. And, you know, them bucks look good. Them bucks look good. Anyway. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Mark and Lisa out there in Lakeland. I know they went through some stuff with the storm, but still made it to the game. Good to see them out there today. They mentioned the OKC boys all the way in from Oklahoma City. They were fired up.
What's going on, Commish?
What's up, Commish?
What's going on, Stick Carriers?
What up, bitches?
Yeah, it's the OKC boys, man.
Damn,
just wanted to send in a quick Bucks take, man. You know, obviously the game, man. I mean, just beat the shit out of the Chicago Bears.
We sent fucking Glennon back to the fucking sidelines permanently.
Yeah, I mean, god damn, we beat that fucking ass. I don't even know if the fucking Bears will come behind. They're fucking permanently fucking damaged. They're going to be behind that fucking woodshed all fucking night, all fucking week, praying
fucking
they never come back to the fucking Tampa, Florida, and get another ass whipping like that a fucking game.
Beat that ass.
Great game, but man, more importantly,
that fucking tailgate,
that tailgate and all you Stick Carriers, man, you treated us. Yeah, we're two clowns from Oklahoma, man.
Listen here. We went to the fucking gas station. You know, boy Dougie, he picked us up. The 119 Doug picked us up. He got Brandon from fucking Washington State. So we fucking, you know, we go to this gas station. We leave the gas station. I don't know. I'm sure you're fucking listening. Don't know who you are. But this guy, this motherfucker came up to two fucking bums from Oklahoma and said, damn, are you guys the OKC boys? We're like, yeah, man. So fucking amazing shit, man.
Yeah, so thanks, everybody. Thanks for having us.
Oh,
yo,
yeah, fucking
Lou,
great, man.
Teresa,
Kamish, man, them cookies on point.
Harold, all the 119 boys.
Outlaw, we saw Outlaw, all the motherfuckers.
Christian
right?
and Sammer. Y'all treated two clowns from Oklahoma like
amazing,
family. So
man.
Just want to send this take in, you know, and thank all of you guys, man. Keep doing what you guys do.
Keep it up.
It's making a difference in the stands. And, you know, as always, we'll go right back into this. Speak softly.
And carry that big motherfucker. Fucking stick!
OKC boys were fired up. They were fired up, and good to have them in town for that big game. Brandon from Washington State was there. He's going to be there for the Giants. I mean, it's amazing how people, not only locally, but around the country and the world, people from England, met a guy from Scotland, met a guy from Mexico City, all came to hang out tailgate, do the walk. I mean, just truly amazing. Truly amazing. Not just this podcast, but Ira Kaufman's podcast, What the Buck podcast. I mean, you start to think, like, there's a lot of excellent Buccaneer content out there, which is why you don't need to pay attention to the negativity. You don't have to. You know, I mean, and the cool part is, like, we all get along. It's all good. Like, we're just doing podcasts because usually you do a podcast because it's your hobby. Like, it's my hobby. I love the Bucks. I know how to broadcast. I did it for a long time. I have all the equipment in my house. So it's just a hobby for me. And I just always dreamed about bringing fans together with one common goal and one common purpose, and just treat games as if they're events, not just from 1 to 4 during the game, but from 9 in the morning till after the game. And I might have done something after the game today, but I was so exhausted I had to go home. I felt like I did after the training camp takeover. I was just like, I can't go to Bricado's. I have to go home. I have to. Life. I want to live, and then have everything else that comes with it. I thought the offensive line looked outstanding for the Bucs today. Outstanding. They're not going to be perfect, okay? But Jameis Winston had time today. He moved up in the pocket. He zipped passes around. The run game, I still don't think they have a great running back on the roster. I don't even know if they have a good running back on the roster. Anxious to see how Doug Martin plays, since he seems to only perform well when he's got something to play for, when he's got to prove himself, and he does this year. But this offensive line opened up some holes today for these running backs. Did a great job against the defense that played really well against the Falcons last week. Really well against the Falcons last week. So, great job to the offensive line, and if they play like that, look out. Rodzilla is the motherfucking killer.
Ah! I'm on my way home from a Bears party. We turned it out. We wiped our fucking asses with the fucking Bears. That's exactly what happened. We wiped our asses. We got new bearskin rugs laid out in our fucking end zone. The Bears ain't shit as we knew they were. They were who we thought they were. And so was Mike motherfucking Glennon. Where's your Pedro now, buddy? Bucks 1-0, heading to Minnesota. We're going to start putting holes in them boats and sink their motherfucking asses. That's next on the checklist. One ass whooping passed. Mike Glennon, take one of those ass whoopings and pass it back. Minnesota is next, motherfucker. Rodzilla the killer out.
Rodzilla the motherfucking killer. Good to have you, Rodzilla. Glad you enjoyed it as much as all of us did today. Let's get Josh on, who's up next. Hey, Josh.
Commish, this is Josh in Tampa live from 332, holding down the fort, baby. Chicago just went 4 and out. 9 minutes, 27 seconds left. Let's keep it going, baby. Tampa Bay. Speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, all right. I hope you didn't scream that with kids around, but that's all right. That's all right. Not my problem. Not my problem. I thought security, by the way, was phenomenal. It's not going to be the same everywhere, but for the most part, I talked to the security guys over by 119. They let those guys stand the entire game. Nobody said anything to me or anyone in my section about standing. You know, because that's your concern, right, is one person complains and it's like, oh, God, like, really? Just stand the fuck up. If you want to sit down, just stay at home. You can sit the entire game at home. But don't you go to a game to experience the atmosphere? We're trying to provide an atmosphere. Dirk Cutter wants it. The players want it. We want to give it to them. And security led us today. It's fantastic. Harold from Atlanta, he's a guy who's really helped a lot with the state carrier movement. He was out there today helping lead the charge, and he's sending in a Bucks take, following the Bucks.
Justin, Harold from Atlanta. Damn, where do I start? I think you and I talked about this late last week, about how the game needed to unfold, and it pretty much unfolded the way we talked about. Couldn't ask for a better game, couldn't ask for a better ending, obviously. Everybody better be careful. A little momentum, it's a motherfucker. You get a little momentum with a young team. Thanks to you and Old School, tailgate today was unfucking believable. The walk in was unbelievable. And for the Giants game, it's only going to get better. Thanks again. I will see you in a couple weeks, my friend. Talk to everybody later.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Speak softly and carry your big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. That Giants game is going to be insane. If you didn't do the walk with us for this game, make sure you're there for the next one. Just do yourself a favor. We're going to go in a little later. It's going to be closer to kickoff. You know, it's just a special moment, just hearing that and hearing it echo throughout the entire, not only stadium, but out into the parking lots. I mean, people said they could hear you all the way into the parking lots. People said they could hear us on the other side of the stadium. It was impactful. It was impactful, and that's just what we were all looking for, right? Impact. Got it. Dave is in England. Hello, Dave.
Pulowski, you fucking nutcase. Still buzzing off my tits. It's Dave Crane in Colchester, Essex here in England. Just streamed the game with questionable legality. Oh, mate, it was awesome. Really, really enjoyed it. My first and only Bucks take thus far was about the offensive line. And hey, look, looks like I was wrong. Okay, yeah, sure. I don't know. I really don't know how to grade the Bears in terms of pass rushes or defense. But I thought Jameis looked pretty fucking clean all game. I didn't mind the run game. Feel like we got some stuff to do there. But you know, listen, shit, I'll take it. Was watching online. Didn't look like there was a whole shitload of blue jerseys in that lower bowl. Looks like the stick carrier stepped up. And listen, if you're in the UK and you want to get yourself a stick carrier t-shirt, I did it. It's easy as fuck. Let's represent. Let's represent these Wembley and Twickenham games in the UK. Let's get some stick carrier t-shirts out there. I would say I thought the postage costs were low as shit, and I got it within like 10 days. It was awesome. Anyway, Justin, I'm going to carry on, get pissed out of my gourd, and great job with the stick carriers today. Go Bucks.
All right, Dave, good to have you back on Bucks Uncensored. Yeah, that offensive line really did look strong. Garv is up next. He was in
fire. Justin Garv in Sarasota, JP Garv on Twitter. We're leaving the stadium. We did it. Absolutely kicked their ass. They got a last-second touchdown, as you know, no big deal. Losing my voice. We had some stick carriers in 3-11. Everybody's extremely fired up. What a great way to kick off the season. I will see the rest of you stick carriers, the ones that can make it in Sarasota next Sunday for the Vikings game at Bucks, at Buffalo Wild Wings at University. Fantastic display on offense, defense. Look good all the way around. Very happy, so I'm going to end with speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. In public, I said that. Nailed it.
Okay, Garv. Okay. Then hopefully no kids were around, but that's all right. Buffalo Wild Wings in Sarasota. Mark it down. That's where we'll be. Huge watch party to see the Bucks go to 2-0 on the season. We got to wait another week to see our Bucks play again? Come on.
Tampa Bay! Tampa Bay! B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S!
Mike Glennon sucks!
Mike Glennon. Let me tell you about Mike Glennon. That dude is terrible. What was he doing the entire game?
Sucking black cock.
He was sucking huge black cock all game. Like, what the hell? Good Lord. We played all right. I know we can play better. I hope Kwan's okay. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Okay. All right. That's apparently what Mike London was doing. No, I'm not going to make any jokes about throats. Jeremy is up next. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Kamish! What's up? It's Jeremy and Callie. Just calling in after fucking watching that amazing goddamn game! Man, we won! I was just watching the game with a bunch of Southern California Bucks fans, and this was amazing! Hey, Glennon, eat that, motherfucker! Remember when you got offered a couple million to sit on the motherfucking bench? Yeah. What are you thinking about that now? Anyway, God damn it! We are gonna be unstoppable this year. Bring it on! Bring it on, Vikings! We're gonna take you down! Anyway, loving the sponsors. You got Buffalo Wild Wings, you got Subaru, you got Joe Bucks Fan, you got Bricados, you got B4. God damn, the list goes on because they want to be a part of this. Anyway, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick!
Yeah, oh, boy. Hope he's okay. We are lining up for Bricados and Sports Legends and hopefully Buffalo Wild Wings as well to be out there for the tailgate party for the Giants game. Bricados and Sports Legends were all lined up to be out there for the Bears game. Hurricane did not do everyone any favors, especially if you're a restaurant and you got to close your doors for pretty much a week. For Sports Legends, they lost power for a while. So that was difficult, but everything's up and operational now. So go check all those fine establishments out, and we're going to try and get them all out at the tailgate party. If you have been to the tailgate party, you know, the food is located in one area. Well, imagine if we put like little stations in the back and then all of a sudden you could get food from multiple places. I think that would be a big benefit. And if you haven't come to the tailgate party, you just need to. Period. Point blank. There's nothing else that needs to be said about that. Hello, Outlaw.
Yeah, let's go Bucks. Woo! We got them. Three turnovers. Complimentary football, all three phases. Offense, special teams, and defense. That's the way we do it, man. Bring on the Vikings. Beckwith, what a find by Jason Light. Great game, filling in for the injured Quan Alexander. Quan, you got to get better. We need you this season, brother. But Beckwith, man, all over the field, didn't miss a beat. He's my player of the game. I do have one beef, Kamish. The Cannons. What the? Come on, man. We can't have cannons anymore? It's sad, dude. It's sad. What is this world coming to? We can't have cannons at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers home games. We got to do something. Tell me what it is, man. Is it a fine? What is stopping this? This is bullshit. All right. Enough of the rant. Great victory. Bring on the Vikings. Great seeing y'all. You guys yesterday. As always, right back into this. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
I'll be honest, and I'm sure somebody has the answer, but I have no idea about the Cannons. I didn't go on Twitter hardly at all during the game, and I really have only gone there a couple of times since the game, and I haven't really looked for that, and I haven't gone online looking for. So I don't know. It didn't really bother me. It bothered me at first, and then I didn't even really notice. So, I mean, of course you want the Cannons, but they kicked the living shit out of the Bears without the Cannons. So I don't know. I guess I'm okay with the outcome. Maybe. I don't know. I like to call him Kinky because I'm nasty. But here he is, Kinky.
Stick carrier! What the fuck is up? It's Kinky. Kinky if you're nasty. Good God, I'm excited about this motherfucking team right now. It's like 6 minutes left. We just stopped them on fourth. It's 5.5 minutes left. We just stopped them on fourth. I'm still watching the game right now, but I was too excited, man. I had to let this thing go. One time for Kendall Beckwith, that boy looked like the real fucking deal. One time for TJ Ward, he looked like he gonna fit right the fuck in. One time for Jameis Winston, no turnover, not spectacular, but he looking decent, you know. They just put Fitzpatrick in the game. He probably throw a pick six. Nah, let me chill out. I'm fucking with you. But you know what I'm saying? I'm so excited about this team. The offense ain't looking all that, but that'll come. That rhythm will come. All them deep shots, they was just a hair off, but they was there. And it's gonna come. It's gonna come. Levante David looked like he was cramping up. They're talking about him right now. Hopefully he ain't. Yeah, I think he was just cramping up. But God, man, I just wanted to chime in, man, give him my 2 cents before this game was over with, man. I'm so excited about this fucking team. Thank you. Finally. 10 years, baby. Let's go. Till next time. Speak softly. And carry your big motherfucking stick!
They're going to be good. Just strap on in, because it's going to be one hell of a season. I mean, a hell of a season. And we all know how exciting it got at the end of last year. We'll remember how bad they were. They were bad at the beginning of the year last year. Lost to the Rams, lost to the Raiders when the Raiders had 20 penalties in a game. Just, it was very frustrating. And then the second half of the season, they got really good. Like, it all started to click. And they were just in the hunt. Now imagine if they get out to a hot start this year and continue that on for a whole season. You're not just playing for a playoff berth at that point. You're playing for a division title and home field advantage. And a potentially a bye. You know, after seeing a lot of football, you start to ask me, you know, who are the top teams in the NFC? Well, I don't know. You tell me who the top teams in the NFC are. Falcons. Carolina? I mean, they just lost Greg Olsen. I'm not sure the injury to Cam Newton, but I know Greg Olsen's out with a broken foot, so that's going to be an extended period he's out for. Seattle? I mean, they couldn't do shit against the Packers defense, and the Packers defense is not good. It just hasn't been good for a while. And they couldn't do shit against the 49ers defense. And they got the win, but Seattle? Eh. Arizona? No. Let's see. The Lions? Eh. I mean, the Vikings? No. The Cowboys, they got the shit kicked out of them by Denver. The Giants, no. The Eagles, no. By the way, a lot of AFC teams beat NFC teams today. I love when that happens. Love it. It's like best case scenario. I mean, Denver kicked the shit out of Dallas. Why would the Bucs not be considered one of the top teams in the NFC? Now, here's the issue. To me, Falcons and Bucs, Cowboys, still, you know, Packers are still there. But, the frustrating part is you're in a division with probably the other top team. I think the Bucs are right up there. It's only been 1 week, but man, you know, all that hype leading up to it, people were like, well, are they going to live up to the hype? Is the hype for real? Yes, the hype's for real. They're really good. They're good. They're really, really talented. Now, the bad news is the other really talented top team in the NFC is in your division. The good news is if you win your division, you're likely getting a bye and home field advantage, either as the number one seed or the number two seed. Hey, to be the best, you got to beat the best. Can the Bucs be more consistent this season than the Atlanta Falcons? That'd be a big question. Now, as I told you earlier on the podcast, you don't know what the person next to you was going through. A lot of people going through a lot of different things. Kyle is actually located in Barbados. And, Well, he's got his own issues he's been dealing with.
Yo, Justin, what's up? It's Kyle down here in Barbados, a.k.a. USMC Buck, on some of the pages. We just beat the shit out of the Bears, almost blanked them. Defense showed up. I don't even know what to think about it. I'm just so emotional right now. Just watching those videos of you guys holding it down in Tampa, walking down Ohio to the stadium, gave me chills. What everybody back home in Florida and what we've been going down in the islands through this time has been insane. I'm here by myself, my wife. She's not here right now. She was here when Harvey rolled through. It was just a tropical storm for it messed up Texas. She was here when Irma rolled through the islands before it hit Florida. Right after it hit the islands, State Department called her. She flew out. She started doing evacuations. Tortola, St. John's, St. Martin, all my island brothers, just devastated. That same storm went to my property, my family, my house in Florida, Tampa, Teresia, Bradenton, messed up my peoples. She couldn't even get back here. Now I got fucking Jose, fucking Maria coming down on us. She's stuck in Puerto Rico. While by myself, got my son. All I got is you guys. My fucking Tampa Bay, I put the fucking game on. Fucking been a shitstorm at home. Been a shitstorm here. It's a shitstorm still. What do I see? We fucking kicked their fucking ass and sent them home. I can't tell you what that means to me. It's just a lift. It's up. You guys keep doing what you're doing. I know I'm out of the country, but you guys are my people. That's my land. That's my place, too. Nothing but love. Carry that big fucking stick. We're carrying that big fucking stick down here in the islands, too. Out.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, Kyle. And best of luck to you and your family. Hopefully these storms make the turn and we don't have to deal with them too much. So thank you. And, yeah, we'll do our part and help you through this time. We'll do it together, right? A couple more Bucks takes. If you don't hear your Bucks take on this podcast, there's a very good chance we just play yours on the Wednesday podcast just because we have so many that come in for the especially Monday podcast following a game, especially a Bucks win. Everyone's fired up about that. We go to Tony, who's up next with us. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Justin. It's your boy, Tony Tega again, Section 112. So I got to be graphic for a little minute just to kind of set the scene. We just got home from the game, me and my wonderful wife, and I'm a little naked and on my toilet because I'm fucking hot. Yeah, going to be getting in the shower soon, but anyways. So yeah, that was a fun day. And, you know, me and my boy Eazy-E made a pact today that, we were going to set the tone because section 112 has typically been a dead section. And that's my responsibility because I'm in that section, but it didn't happen at first, Justin, but I got to tell you, we got that section rocking and it was awesome. It's a day I'll never forget. Proud to be a Bucks fan, proud to be a stick carrier, proud to be a fucking Floridian, man. That was awesome. And it's only going to go up from here. I'm speaking softly, definitely, because I just used my big motherfucking stick. Hey, stick carriers, we got to work today and whoop that ass. So proud. I'll talk to you later.
109 was the exact same. It was, you know, a little dead at the beginning of the game, but it's through repetition. It's doing the same thing over and over. Third down, stand up. Third down, stand up. And then all of a sudden, everyone's standing. It's like, okay. And then everyone's like, oh, wow, this is fun when we do this and not just sit there and be miserable because it's hot. You're going to be hot either way. You might as well have fun doing it. Tony, I got news for you, and I hate to be graphic as well, but as soon as I got home, I was so hot. And I mean, I had my shirt was drenched. My shorts were drenched. I stripped down naked, laid on my bed for 15 minutes with the fan on full blast just to bring my body temperature down. So I think everyone got a little naked following the Bucks game, the Bucks win. And why not? Jason Light's tradition was to jump into the pool fully clothed. Well, maybe the tradition this year is when the Bucks win, we all go home and get naked. Sounds fun. BJ's up with us. Hey, BJ.
Justin, stick carriers, guess who I'm with?
Lou from Port Richard.
And I'm Reenie from West Tampa. What up, Justin?
You know it's your boy BJ from Tampa, man. We just came from watching the Bucks kick the ish.
We got that ass. Fuck the Bears. We just got that ass, Justin. Hey, bro. So I am Reenie from Tampa, and I'm the one who single-handedly got ASJ run out of Tampa from being a fuck up at practice. And so I just want to let you know I'm hanging out with Sweet Lou and BJ, and we're doing this take. I just want to let you know, man, that I fucking appreciate you and all your sponsors, and I appreciate this platform that you've given us to voice our opinions about the Bucks. And bro, what a beautiful thing today. I'm gonna turn it over to my boys here.
Woo! Listen, man, as always, we gotta speak softly, man.
But carry
that big motherfucking stick!
Good guys, good. Everyone had a great time. Big win for the Bucks. 1-0 on the season, and now off to Minnesota. We're going to see all of you in Sarasota, Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll be posting the address to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Sarasota on all the social media platforms, so look out for that. It is on University. So all of the stick carriers that are already down in Sarasota, I expect to see all of you there. And I'm hoping that a lot of you in the Tampa Bay area make the trek down there. As I said earlier, those guys have been coming up for all of our events. We're just going to return the favor to them. And just such great guys. We're going to have such a good time. Buffalo Wild Wings next Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock start. So, you know, get up a little early, make the drive down there, have a great lunch, watch the Bucks kick the fuck out of the Vikings. Let's do this. And then come home 2-0. And the game gets done at 4, so you got time to get home before work on Monday. Love it. It's going to really work out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you come on out and join us. Follow me on social media, at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Snapchat's jpalowski324, and the Stick Carrier Facebook page blowing up right now, blowing up. So make sure if you're not signed up already, get on there, sign up. Let's just do this. This is just the beginning. It's game one. It's our first home game of the year. We're going to build this thing. We're going to spread the word. People are going to become stick carriers. It's not a group. We want them to become stick carriers because we want them to cheer and be loud as fuck. If they want to come to the events, great. This is just Buccaneer fan events where Bucks fans come together. It's truly amazing, and we're going to continue doing it all season long into the off season. My vision is years upon years down the road. Just know that. Just know that you're getting in on the ground floor of something extremely special. Not just with the fan base, but with the team. Remember when I told you the window was cracking open? Jameis Winston, Dirk Cutter, they might have just went up to that window and ripped it all the way open. That's how exciting this is right now. This podcast is 3 times a week. It's Bucks Uncensored. It's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. You can subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. iTunes, if you have an iPhone. If you have an Android, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. The podcast hits and will download to your mobile device if you subscribe at noon on each of those days. If you need the podcast before noon, just go to joebucksfan.com, our partners. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings, Mastro Subaru. Love those guys, and they're giving a stick carrier discount. Go to Mastro Subaru if you're looking for a new car. Tell them that you're a stick carrier, and they will take a special discount off your price. I mean, why the hell not? Let's see what they got for you. Maybe they got something special that they can offer you and get you in a brand new car. We love Bricados, sports legends, B4. Love B4 and love each and every one of you. Life is so much different when the Bucks win. And how much different is life going to be when the Bucks become a playoff team this year? Jameis Winston, Dirk Cutter, Jason Light, you guys are changing this city. Changing this city. Harold said it best to me. He said, Tampa is such a different city when the Bucks are winning. And I completely agree. So get ready, folks. Tampa's about to be a different city again. And by different, I mean that in a very, very positive way. As always, we go right back into this. In the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, when he said these words, but I play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
The Bucks whipped it out, their big motherfucking stick, and beat the fuck out of the Bears today. The Bucks are 1-0, and they just nailed it.